KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
people here in Santaquin are doing everything they can to honor their fallen police officer. One man telling me he hopes everyone comes out of this stronger than they were before. In Santaquin, I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Israeli forces are now striking targets in the Gaza Strip city of Rafah. More from ABC in just a moment. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Some slowdowns on southbound I-15 going from Murray into Draper in spots, but your freeway traffic has been much lighter than normal. We're all clear on I-15 in Weber, Davis, and Utah counties. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our spring storm continues to deliver rain and snow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
54 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Now, our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The current Hamas proposal for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release has significant gaps, says Benny Gantz, the Israeli official. But he says Israel will send a delegation to the Cairo negotiations. White House National Security official John Kirby.
We still believe that reaching an agreement is the absolute best outcome, not only for the hostages, but for the Palestinian people. And we're not going to stop working to that outcome.
Two longtime employees of the Trump Organization testified today at the criminal trial in New York. It was about their role in executing a string of reimbursements for hush money to then-Trump attorney Michael Cohen. Before today's testimony, Judge Juan Merchan found Mr. Trump again in criminal contempt for violating his limited gag order, fined him another $1,000, and threatened to jail him. A particularly dangerous situation watch is how the National Weather Service labels an advisory for tonight for possible tornadoes from Oklahoma City to Wichita, Kansas. This is ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL, our continuing coverage of the death of Sergeant Bill Hoosier, lost in the line of duty in Santaquin yesterday morning. Joining us live now, Jenny Taylor, her husband, Major Brent Taylor, was killed in the line of duty in Afghanistan in 2018. Jenny, thanks for joining us. I wish we were talking in a different circumstance, right?
Thank you, Jeff, but thank you for telling the story and just covering all day. My heart is just as sick as everyone else's is.
I want to ask you, because you're well familiar with this sort of sudden loss, what's it like for Sergeant Hoosier's wife and family right now?
Oh, my word. I don't dare put words in their mouths, but I think you said the word right there, just shock, unexpected. There's a certain element of anticipation when you're in a profession like law enforcement or military that you know your life is truly offered every single day when you go to work. But I think you still never really think that that's what's going to happen. So the shock, the outpouring of love is almost just as shocking as the shock of the news of the death. We live in a beautiful community that loves our men and women in uniform, and I hope they are being just as overwhelmed with love and prayers and support. It sounds like they are, as we have been, but there just really aren't words and probably won't be words for weeks or months. It's such a daze at first. It's such a fog that you walk around in and blink and think you're just not sure if you're watching a movie or living your life, because somehow the two just became one.
How important is community at this particular moment? I mean, we've seen this outpouring, gallons of tears have been shed. Does this matter to the family right now, or are they just walking in a haze?
I think, yes, they're walking in a haze, and yes, it matters to the family. I've grown up my entire life with people saying the phrase, oh, we'll pray for you. I'm praying for you. You're in my prayers. Not just to me, but just in general. It's kind of a cultural thing we say. I never knew the power of other people's prayers and thoughts and concern until we were in that shocking days. So I would say, yes, I'm sure they're in a daze and a haze and a fog. And please pray for them. Light a candle for them. Think, send good vibes, whatever you believe in personally. There is an energy that we share as members of the human race. And when we are concerned for each other, it really does buoy others up. And I have experienced that firsthand in a way that really words cannot do justice to.
Let me ask you on a more practical note. Eventually, the cameras will turn away from this family. Life will continue. What resources are there for the family to help them deal in a longer term with such a horrible tragedy?
You know, there's two types of resources. There'll be the law enforcement side that's more of the legal and the government and the technical entitlements, which I hate that word, but it's an official word the government will use in terms of what their family will be offered on that side. But almost as important, if maybe not more so, will be the offering from the community, from the nonprofit sector, from the charitable arm of America that loves and and supports our men and women in blue or any uniform and their families. But I will tell you, you made a good point. When the cameras turn away, when the funeral services have passed, when the rest of us wake up in the morning and go back to whatever it is we were doing before, we heard about this on Sunday morning, their family will still wake up to this. And so we've got to make sure we don't completely forget, that we hang on to them in our thoughts and in our prayers and check in on them in weeks and months to come and even years to come. I remember one of the most shocking days in our personal journey of grief was 1 year plus 1 day after we lost my husband. Because there's something cultural about the first year. You anticipate the difficulty of a first birthday that he's gone, a first anniversary, a first this or a first that. And then I woke up on day one plus 1 year and realized it was still true that he was still not coming home. So pragmatically, there will be, I hope there's a world of resources available to them that can help keep them above water temporarily. And I hope that we as community members don't lose sight of that, even though the world does keep turning. And that's almost one of the most cruel realities of life on this planet Earth, is that that darn sun rises every morning, even when you feel like the planet has stopped turning.
Mm. Given that you've walked this path, is there anything you'd like to say to the Hoosier family? Because I have a feeling, given that you're Jenny Taylor, they'll hear about what you have to say. We're here, so anything?
The first thing I would just say is what I think we should all be saying, and that's, I'm so sorry, and I'm so grateful. I'm so sorry for your loss, and I'm so grateful for your husband or your father, your brother, your grandfather, your brother in arms, for his service, for his sacrifice. I'm so grateful that there are men willing and women to go to work every day, willing to risk their lives so I can be free and safe and my children can enjoy life. I would tell them, though it sounds trite, we are praying for you. We are here for you. And we're never going to outgrow that. We're never going to check the box and say, now we're done mourning with you. This is a lifelong journey. And please don't try to walk it alone. Know that we all love and appreciate the sacrifice and the service. And then also just a word to everyone that wants to offer their support. Sometimes we worry about doing or saying the wrong thing, or we don't know exactly what the right thing might be. And I would just encourage everyone to do something. If your heart motivates you to offer a prayer, to do a word of service, to be kind to your neighbor, even if it's not necessarily this family, act on those feelings that you have. Don't worry about the perfect way to offer support, because the best way to offer support is the way that you're doing something. And I hope and pray that this beautiful family will feel carried on angels' wings, and that we as a community and a state can help be those angels, not just today, not just through the procession and the memorial services, but really on into the future, because it's a long road, and at times it's a very, very heavy road. And at the same time, it's a very beautiful road, because you do see the power of community. You see the value of service. I loved listening to his brother today when he said they find solace in knowing that he died a hero doing what he loved. And I hope they will take solace in that. And I hope that as all of us express our grief, we also express our gratitude. We are so sorry, and we are so grateful.
From one who knows, Jenny Taylor, as always, an honor to speak with you on KSL.